Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, July 28th, I hope you're well. Coming up.
But I think it's the biggest deal ever made.
It's a big deal, it's a huge deal.
Big deal, huge deal between EU and US and house prices to rise by 5%. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the government believes 15% tariffs will be the highest level the pharmaceutical sector will face under the new EU-US trade deal. An agreement was struck yesterday evening, which will see new trade barriers for Irish exporters to the US. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe says the government has welcomed the deal, but is still sorting through the details.
The baseline tariff level is 15% across almost every sector, which will be very difficult for a lot of businesses to manage and is higher than the 10% that is in place at the moment. But last night, Taoiseach Simon Harris wrote to the government's trade forum members to say that there are some caveats to that. So, for example, aviation has managed to get a zero-for-zero arrangement, one of the few areas where the EU succeeded in negotiating that. The pharmaceutical sector is also a part of this deal that really has to be fleshed out. Donald Trump has suggested that it will be dealt with in a further arrangement. However, Simon Harris told members of that forum that their understanding is that the 15% rate will be a ceiling on any potential tariffs on the pharmaceutical and semiconductor sector.
News Talk's business editor Joe Lynam has been taking a look for us at the effect of the EU-US trade deal on Ireland.
This trade deal may have staved off even worse tariffs from the Americans, but it is a one-sided deal. American goods coming into Europe will pay next to no tariffs, while European goods going to America will pay 15% at least. Donald Trump also said that Europe had agreed to buy $750 billion worth of American energy, though it's unclear how that could be policed.
To other news, and the UN is warning vast amounts of aid are needed in Gaza to stave off a catastrophic health crisis. The organisation's aid chief, Tom Fletcher, made the remarks as Israel began limiting pauses in fighting to allow food in. Despite the pause yesterday, another 63 Palestinians died in attacks and six more died from starvation. Mohamed Fadlala is the medical activity manager at Médecins Sans Frontières. He says desperation is making Palestinians cling to hope.
Anything that comes in a way that's not through the GHF sites, which have amounted to nothing short of killing fields, is going to be somewhat beneficial. There's absolutely no way that it's going to be enough. And the airdrops come with its own dangers. So a wholly inadequate alternative. But really, the state of desperation is saying that anything is going to be better than what's been going on so far.
Estate agents expect house prices to rise by an average of 5% over the next 12 months. That's according to a new report from the Society of Chartered Surveyors, which shows over half the agents questioned believe the key factor influencing the increase in price is the supply of houses. A man in his 70s has died after getting into difficulty while swimming in Donegal. Emergency services were called to the diving boards area near Bundoran on Saturday, where a man was rescued from the water. He was taken to Sligo University Hospital in a critical condition and later died. It's understood he was a Donegal native who worked as a musician in London. Police in Germany say three people have died in a train crash in the southwest of the country. It's thought around 100 or so were on board when two carriages came off the rails near the city of Ulm. Some pictures from the scene show passengers climbing on top of the carriages in a forest. And in sport, Kerry are All-Ireland football champions for the 39th time. The Kingdom beat Donegal by 126 to 19 points to lift Sam Maguire yesterday. It's Kerry's first win since 2022, and Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Michael Foley, is looking forward to the big homecoming.
What a win, and congratulations to Gavin White and all the players, and to Jack O'Connor and all his team as well. And especially I'd like to say thanks for the performance of Jason Foley, a neighbour of mine. What a game he played, and what a homecoming we will have in Kerry, and it's brilliant. It's back to the Kingdom again.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.